Okay, the boy side. Today's daf is daf mem ches. We're holding mem zayin amid beis. First wide line with the Gemara quotes from the Braisa that we had yesterday. As you recall, in the Braisa yesterday, we had a very nice description of all of the rules and regulations and procedures that are required for a goy to convert and become a yid. And at one point in the Braisa, it says that the same rules apply both to a ger, who is, of course, a brand new convert, and an Eved Meshuchrar, who's a person who was an Eved Kanani for umpteen years, and now is being freed to become a free person. Rabbi, good morning. And we are up at Gittin Zimmer. We're in the first wide line of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Says Yomar, please put yourselves all on mute. Okay, Zokimar. When it says Echad Ger V'Echad Eved Meshuchrar, Zokimar Kasol Kedaitach, in the Havamina we assumed that means lekabel olav oil mitzvahs. That when the ger or the eved meshuchrer goes to the mikvah, they have to be mekabel upon themselves oil mitzvahs. For ger, it means ul tariag mitzvahs. For the eved kanani that's becoming meshuchrer, it really means all the missing mitzvahs, those mitzvahs that he did not have to be mekayim until now. Because as we know, an eved kanani is mechuyev in all mitzvahs ki'isha. So he has to take upon himself a Kabbalah for all the rest. So that's the Poshut Pshat. Freitimor Aminu, I have a Kasha, a similar Braisa, which tells us from Medvam Amurim, when do you have to have Kabbalah's mitzvahs? When the person is toiveling in the mikveh, that's by the ger. Eved Meshuchar ain't Tzarech LeKabbal. If you're talking about Eved Meshuchar, you don't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Oh, so this is a direct stira to our Braisa. Our Braisa says that both Ger and Eved Meshuchar do require Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And there, in the other Braisa, it says, no, Eved Meshuchar does not require Kabbalah's mitzvahs. The reason why the Eved Meshuchar would not be required is very simple. Because Eved Meshuchar, at the first time that he had his initial induction to Judaism, and that is when he was purchased by the Yid, and at that time he had his bris milah, and he already did a tevila at that time. Already at that time he had to do a Kabbalah's mitzvah. So this second braisa says, now later on when he has his new tevila l'shem shichrur, he doesn't have to have a new Kabbalah's mitzvah because he's been within Yiddishkeit for already a long time. So anyway, but it appears therefore that we have either a stira or a machloikis. Amar Rav Sheshes loikasha. It's taka not a steer, but it is a machloikis. What's the machloikis of Shimon Elazar? Harabonon. We find a machloikis between Shimon Elazar and Rabbonon, whether or not you need a new Kabbalah's mitzvah to sign you like we learned in the Braisa. And the Braisa takes us off the sugya of a regular ger or a regular Eved Meshuchrar, and it brings us to the case of the Yafas Toyer. As you know, Yafas Toyer is a parsha in Devarim, I believe in the beginning of Parshas Kiseitze. Anyway, so Vushteidot in the Pasuk, that if there is a Melchama, and you have a Jewish soldier who has captured, you're going to tell me it's Kisavai, then my apologies. Anyway, Bill, thank you for joining us. It's Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding four lines from the bottom of the yard. So I said Kiseitze, but it sounds like you didn't. Okay, thank you. It's a sign Yishteitach in the Braisa. That what do you do with this Yifas Toyar? What you have to do is allow her first to go and cry over her father and mother, Yerach Yomim, for 30 days. We're going to learn more about the details later in today's daf. And after that, V'achakein Tovila Uvialta V'hoysa L'chol Isha. When the 30 days are over, you can take her for a wife. Now, it sounds like that the minimum that you got to wait is 30 days. We're going to have later on in today's blot one mandiyoma that says you have to wait 90 days. Says the Tanakhava, Medvar Mamunim, when do you have to wait? Shalai Kibla Aleah. If she's not Mekabel upon herself immediately to become Jewish. Aval Kibla Aleah, if she, when she is captured by the Jewish soldier, and the soldier says, I'd like you to be Megayer. If she says, sure, I have no problem with that. I hate the other religions anyway. I want to become a Jewish. Madbila umut b'miyad. You don't have to wait 30 days. All you do is have a go and do tvila. After all, we're talking about women, so there's no mila requirement, there's only a requirement of tvila and kabbalah's mitzvahs. She says, yes, I'm a kabbalah mitzvahs. Matbila put her into the mikvah, mutaba miyad, and now the soldier is allowed to go and live with her immediately. So you see, according to the Tanakhama, you do need kabbalah's mitzvahs. Even if she says, no, I am not interested in becoming Jewish. I am happy with my avodah zara. He can go and force her to go and toivu to become a shivcha kenanis. The reason why he can go and force her, says the bottom Rashi, the last line, the chol tevilois avodah malkarchani. Anytime you go and buy a goy who's going to become your Eved Kenani, you can force him to go and toivel the mikvah. You recall we had in the Gemara 2 days ago, the Gemara said that if the Eved Kenani, whilst he's toiveling, says, I'm toiveling the Shem Cheirus, he could try to thwart the Odoin and by that trick become a free man immediately. So what the Gemara said, so what do we do about that? You go and put some sort of slipknot noose around his neck. The reason why it should be a slipknot, the Gemara explained, so that from time to time, whilst he's toiveling, you can loosen it so it should not be a chatzitza. But if you see that he's trying to play tricks, then you can go and tighten it so he realizes that you're the boss and not he, the Eved, being the boss. But the point is that you can go and koife bal korchoi to go and toivel. So this young lady is no different. And then, now that she's a shivcha kananis, you can decide is that her period of being a shivcha kananis is very, very swift, all of about 10 seconds. And now that she is out of the mikveh, you go and say, all right, you know what? I want to be mishachar you and make you into full-fledged giyoris, and I'm going to be matbila once again, l'shem shichrur. This is already the second stage. Normally the stage of a get shichrur, of an eved mishuchrur, could be theoretically 50 years later, right? A person buys an eved kanani. Eved kanani does a good job. 50 years later, upon his retirement, you give him a present, you free him, and he goes to the mikvah a second time. But Reb Shimon Elazar says that you don't have to wait for 50 years. If you got this, you fei toya. You don't have to fast toya. You don't want to wait 30 days or 90 days to be able to go and be boel. Go and make her a shivcha. Then after that, be meshacher her and have a toivel a second time. And presto, one can be boel miyad. You don't have to wait the long 30-day, 90-day period. 1 second, Rabbi, be right with you. And says the top of the element, mutba miyad, and then there would be mutter immediately. That's the end of the brisa. What the Gemara is now telling us is that we see legabi yefas toyar, the Tanakhama says she has to be mekabel oleha oil mitzvahs. Reb Shimon Elazar says no, even if she's not mekabel oil mitzvahs, you can have an eved meshuchrar and you don't need kabbalas mitzvahs. That being the case, that's the answer to our stira. In the braisa that we learned yesterday, we said ger and eved meshuchrar both require kabbalas oil mitzvahs. That's according to the Tanakhama. The braisa that we introduced today, that's Reb Shimon Elazar that says you do not need oil mitzvahs. Rabbi, you have a question.
I didn't understand how can we force Eved Kenani to do this mitzvah without him being mekabel mitzvahs and forcing him to be a partial tribe. It's a mechuyev in other mitzvahs kenoshim. Without kabbalas mitzvah,
I hear you loud and clear. You're talking about a regular Gentile. You can't go and take a Gentile from the street, go and capture him and kidnap him, and then bang him over the head and say, I want you to become a Jew. I'm giving you a bris milah. I'm putting you in the mikveh. You can stand on your head, whatever you want. We're talking about a situation that you had an existing slave. That slave belonged to a goy, and you go to the goy and you say, I understand you want to sell your slave, just like people sell their houses and they sell their cattle, their fields. He is selling his slave. I want to buy your slave. I buy the slave for $1,000, $10,000, whatever it costs. Now he becomes my Eved Kanani. So our Gemara tells us that you could force the Eved to go and toivel, and as a result become my Eved Kanani and become mechuyev in all mitzvahs. Now you're asking, what happens if the Eved strenuously says, I don't want to mekabel mitzvahs. I don't want a bris, and I don't want a tefillah, and I don't want all of the foregoing. Yet Hashem, I'm sorry? Okay, so that's a very good point. This very issue that you are raising, Yemet Shem, we're going to discuss on the Amid Beis of today's daf. Whether or not you could retain an Eved who refuses to do Bris Mila and Tvila and Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but he's willing to continue acting as your Eved Kanani, as a slave. We're going to have a machloikis whether this is permissible or not. Could you have an Eved Kanani who's potter mikol mitzvahs because he did not take upon himself Kabbalah's mitzvahs, Giyur, Tvila, Mila? That's going to be a discussion of Mir Tashem on the Amid Beis. We'll get to that shortly. The Gemara at this point is... I'm sorry?
I have a different question. Assuming that you can force an Eved or a Shifcha to be Kabbalah mitzvahs, once this woman is Yifas Tovar, is the Shukhras, then she's free to refuse being married. You can't marry a woman against her will. So how can the Adon now beboil her against her will as a free woman if she is a full Jewish woman, if she's been converted? There's a window of time there where she can reject him, not as an Eved to an Adon, but as a free Jewish woman to a husband, a potential husband.
I hear you loud and clear. What the Gemara is telling us is that is one of the... I mean, if you think about it, how can you go and take Yifas Toyar? This was either a single or a married lady who was a goiter. How does the Toyar permit you to go and just take her in war and waiting 30 days or not waiting 30 days and going and living with her? I mean, what right do you have to go and take a free woman? This woman was presumably until now a regular, normal Gentile woman. What right do you have just because it's a war to go and take her? But like Rashi says in Chumash, the Torah went and yored to the soif data shel Adam, that a person has a yetzahara and he cannot go and resist this opportunity. So therefore the Torah was matarit. So the part of all of this chapter is that says Reb Shimon Elazar, although the Torah requires that you got to wait 30 days or even 90 days according to one man the Yama, there is a quick fix that if you don't want to wait the full period of time, what you can go and do is have her go to the mikveh first, then be meshacher, have her go to the mikveh a second time, and take her at that time. It's against her free will, but the Allah Zachar, you're right, but that's part of the din of Yifas Toyer, that you're allowed to do all of these things. Anyway, so with this, we have now l'choira answered the stira between the two brises. The Gemara later on is going to have a second teretz, but this is teretz number one. One is going according to Rabbanan, you do need a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. According to Reb Shimon Elazar, you do not need a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Omer Rava, my time with Reb Shimon Elazar. Where does Reb Shimon Elazar come from that he says you don't need a Kabbalah's mitzvahs? That you can go and be koyfe him, Baal Korchai. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, V'chol Eved Ish Miknas Kosev. And the Pasuk continues on, Umalta Oisoi Oz Yoichal Boy. It's interesting, we're learning this Gemara on Isru Chag, of Chag HaPesach, because this is talking about a person who wants to go and bring his Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. If he has avodim, then he has to make sure to malta oisei oz yoichel bay. Sai vis-a-vis the Eved himself, he has to have a bris milah. And sai vis-a-vis the odoin, he has to make sure that his Eved has a bris milah. And only then is he allowed to go and eat from the Korban Pesach. Good, but we're not focusing on the Korban Pesach, we're focusing on the first half of the Pasuk, where it says, Eved ish miknas kosef. Now the Gemara is medayik. The Parshat Pshat in the Pasuk is, Chol Eved Ish means an Eved that belongs to a man. So Frank Dimura, Chol Eved Ish miknas kosef Eved Ish for the Eved Isha. What happens if a woman owns a slave? Wouldn't the same halacha apply as well, that if she wants to go and eat from the Korban Pesach, that she has to go and make sure that her Avodim have a bris? Why does the Pasuk say Eved Ish? Alice says the Gemara, the word Ish over here doesn't mean the owner, but rather is referring to the Eved himself. And we're saying Eved Ish at the Mol Bal Korchai. V'yatamol ben ish bal karchai. What does the Gemara mean to say? Eved ish means an eved who's already an ish. Ish meaning that he is already a mature adult. We're not talking about a katan, but we're talking about an adult. That's the kavan of the word ish. And what the pasuk is saying is, even though he may not want you to do a bris milah, and even though he doesn't want you to go and be megayir him, you can, according to this man the Amar, you can go, according to Shimon Elazar, you can go and do it bal karchoi. And the word ish means that even though he has he's a ben das, he's a godel, he says, no, I don't want you. Umalta oisoi, whether he likes it or not, you can go and give him a milah bal karchoi. If you want to look at the Rashi over here, there's a fairly lengthy Rashi, starts Evet Ishvili, Evet Isha, but Rashi has two pshatim, and if we skip down to the second pshat is Loshen Acher. How far is that? It's about a third down the Omid, in the middle of the Rashi. The line begins Pepesach, and then it continues on Loshen Acher, the Iker. This is the Iker pshat, that Evet Ish, Hachik Omar, Evetshu Ish. The woman's Evetshu Ish. Every slave, a male slave, is always a man. That Avu Bishu Godol Ubendas, even though he's a Godol, Godol means that he's over 13. Of course, I'm not sure that 13 really applies to Goyim, but the point is that he's already Bendas, he's a mature adult, a mature individual. Umalta Oisoi Bal Korchai, whether he likes it or not, you can go and inflict upon him the bris milah. However, the yatamol ben shehuish. What means ben shehuish? If you have a ger, haboliskayir. What happens if you have a regular guy, not an eved, and not a yufastayir? Yes, a regular person comes by, I want to be megayir myself. And he meets all of the requirements, and we go through all the procedures that we discussed yesterday in the Braisa. But he says, you know what, I'd like my older son also to join me and also become a geared together with me, and that son is already a godoy, meaning he's already a mature individual. So geared bol this guy ain loy koyach lomul benoy godol bal karchoy. There, you cannot force the son of a regular ger to join him; that he should also be part of a package deal. The gabi banim ksiv he loy kol zacher v'loy ksiv behu ish. The gabi ever ksiv ish lemute bein. In other words, what Rashi is trying to do is explain what's the drasha of the Gemara. So getting back to the Gemara said, Eved Ish, Eved Isha, that doesn't make sense. El Eved Isha Tamal Bal Karchai. If he's already, even though he's already an adult, and he says, Loimit an Aleph, you could say, sorry, we're going to go and do a bris milah against your will. V'yatamol ben Ish Bal Karchai, but a regular individual, a regular guy, that comes to be Megayer together with his son, the father cannot force his son to take upon himself Yiddishkeit Yehadus, because only an ish, and not ben the ish, not the ben of the goy that's being megayir for himself. Anyway, the point of this pasuk is, says Rava, that's the mocker of Shimon Elazar, that you can go and force a person, an eved, to go and have a bris milah. We'll see Mitchem on the Amud Beis that it's not so simple. Rabbanan Omar, what about the Rabbanan? What do they do with this pasuk? Which sounds like that Rav Shimon Elazar is right, that when you're talking about Avodim, you don't need a Kabbalah mitzvah, you don't even need their agreement. You can go and do it against his will. Rabbanan Amar Ula, Kishem Shi'atamol ben Ishbal Karcha, Kachi'atamol Eved Ishbal Karcha. You cannot go and do something like that and bala a person Bal Karcha. Not only the second case, the Ben Ish, meaning the Ger's son, who refuses to be Mala, you can't go and give him a circumcision Bal Karchai. Same thing applies to anybody, including an Eved, you can't be Mala Bal Karchai. Rashi quickly points out, this is not based on any type of Hekish, but this is just based on, if you will, Svara or Mametzinu. If you look at the next Rashi, halfway down the Omud, Kach I Atam Mol, Umiltzim Be'almihi, V'loi Yikesh, this comes a Hekish, Elohachik Amalei, Ki Heichi Demoydis Lon Be'ben. Just like you obviously agree in the case of a Ben Ish that you cannot force him. Who did the Abanami? The Ein Megayir Ben Das El Mertzon. You can't go be Megayir somebody against his will. You can stand on your head. You can't go and convert somebody to Judaism. Anyway, say have a Machlokes. Break the Gemara, back to the Gemara, Bel Haksiv, Kol Eved Ish. So what do I do with the Pasuk Eved Ish? Well, the Gemara said, it can't mean Eved Ish, to Lahoitzi Eved Ish. So what's Eved Ish? Shmuel learns the pshat of Eved Ish, literally, the Eved of an Ish, an Eved that belongs to an Odin, to a master. And therefore what Shmuel is telling us is, what happens if a person wants to get rid of his eved? Under normal circumstances, you have to give him a get shichrur. Well, writing a get shichrur and getting edim and a scribe, you know, it costs a few hundred dollars or whatever. And the person says, you know, maybe I can do this el cheapo, be able to do this without having to go to a soifer and without getting edim and all the rest. Shmuel has an eitzah. What you can do is you can go be mafkir eved. You say, you, Eved, I hereby am mafkir you. You no longer belong to me. You're free to go. So Shmuel, in such a case, you don't even need to get shichur. Why not? Because it's got to be only an Eved Ish that requires a get shichur. He's no longer an Eved Ish. There's no longer an Ish to whom he is a slave. Because now he is hefker. It does look Shmuel. Hamafkir avli yotzel chesed in Turk get shichur shenema. Again, the same question. Eved Ish, Eved Ish. If this Eved has an Ish on top of him, Oymer al Gabov type of Ish, you're an Eved. If the Odoin has freed him, then ain't Kori Eved. He's no longer an Eved Ish. Fine. So, bottom line is, we've now concluded the discussion in answering our kasha. We had a steer between two braises. One says you do need Kabbalah's mitzvahs, the other says you don't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Said the Gemara, Sinishka Mara, Sinishka Stira, it's a machloik is Rabban Reb Shimon Ulas. Maskul Rabbapas, Rabbapas says, I don't understand this teretz. Aim the Shabbos will Rabban be fast toyar, to le shaychem a mitzvahs. But you fast toyar, the Rabbanan say, you have to make sure that she agrees. Remember, go back to the Omid Beis, where the Gemara started off. Third wide line. Now we're on to the fourth line. Please put yourselves on mute, Rabbi Sai, because there's some background noise. Please put yourselves on mute. So Gemara says, "Uvachsa saviv yas ima b'med v'mam shaloi kibbal aleh." Aba kibbal aleh matpila u'mutu b'miyad. The Rabbanan said that if you fast tayar, if she's makabel mitzvahs, then you're mutter immediately. You know why, but you're fast toy, you have to have kabbalah's mitzvahs. So, k'timar t'loi shayecha b'mitzvahs. We're back here on Memches Amud Aleph. Because this is fast toy, she has been leading her whole life from day one until now, for the last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, whatever the age of the fast toy is. But she had no shayeches b'mitzvahs. She has been crossing herself and going to Mass every single Sunday for the last 50 years. She has no idea what it means to be Mekabel Mitzvah, to be a Jewish woman. Now you want her to go and become a Yidna, to become Jewish, you have to have at least her consent. She may not know what it means, but at least she has to say, yes, I'm maskim, I'm prepared to become Jewish. Aval Eved Shayach Mitzvahs, here, remember, we're bringing a raya or an answer to the two brises. In our brisa, we said echad eved, echad ger, yechad eved mishuchar. They both have the same din. So he's saying, according to the Rabbanan, you need a new kabbalas mitzvahs at the time you're being mishachrer the eved. Hachanami, dafel the Rabbanan moidu. It could very well be avul eved deshayich mitzvahs. This eved kanani has been doing mitzvahs now for the last 10, 20, 50 years. He doesn't do all Tariag mitzvahs, but he's doing all the mitzvahs ke'isha. He was very careful at Seder night to go and eat a kazayis matzah. He was very very careful the entire Yom Tov of Pesach not to have a one molecule of chametz around. Even though normally achilas matzah would be a mitzvah seishas man grama, but you'll all remember from Psachim that the Gemara makes a hekish from the din of Isser Chometz to Achilles Matzah, that just whoever is in the klal of Isser Chometz is in the klal of the mitzvah of eating matzah. So this Eved Knani, He was a goy. He's now a half a yid, if you will. He's being mekayim all those mitzvahs. So that being the case, now when you're being meshacher him, says the Braisa, you don't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs because he was already mekabel mitzvahs 10 years ago, 50 years ago, whenever he had his first milah and tefillah. So how can you answer the two Braises? By saying that the Rabbanan require Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and that's pshat in our Braisa, Echad Ger V'yechem Eved Meshucher, require mitzvahs. Where did we bring a raya from the case of Yifastoya? Yifastoya ain't a chanami. The Rabbanan hold you have to have a new Kabbalah's mitzvahs because she has no connection with Judaism, with Yiddishkeit. But an Eved Meshucher that for the last 50 years has been doing mitzvahs Keisha, maybe even the Rabbanan agree. That you do not need a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And it's not just that we are making a conjecture or speculating. I have a brisa directly on point to Sanya. Echad ger v'yechad l'keach eved minu oivik kachovet. If you're talking about a brand new ger, or if you're talking about buying an eved from a goy, tzorech lekabel. Then they have to mekabel ol mitzvahs. Ha'lekech miso, but it's mash, but if you were buying an eved kenani from a fellow Jew, ain't tzorech lekabel. You do not need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Why not? Because the first Jew who was selling this slave already made sure that the Eved Kenani was Mekabel Mitzvahs 5 years ago, 10 years ago, whenever he bought him as a slave originally. So now when I'm buying from that other Jew, he doesn't need a new Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. So Mani, who's the author of this Braisa? He says, even if you go and buy from a Goy, you also do not need Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Like we see the case by the Yifas Toyer, that he says he can go and force her to go to the mikveh, he can force her after that to go and mikveh a second time, be mishacher her, and that's fine, according to Reb Shimon Ulas. Why, therefore, does the Braisa distinguish between buying from a goy or buying from a yid? El lav Rabbanan. It must be talking about that it's the Rabbanan that are speaking. Because that's the initial time that this Eved is becoming now an Eved Kenani. No, then he has to have Bris Milah, he has to have Tevilah, he has to have Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Yeah, fine. Avakech Yisrael, but if you're buying from a Yid where he already did all of these procedures some time ago, Ein Tzorech LeKabel, you don't have to do a new Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. And if that's the case, then the teretz that we gave falls away. We started off the Gemara today with a stira. Yesterday's braisa said echad ger v'yechad eved mishuchrar, and remember the Gemara started off kasolka daitech. I assumed when I learned this braisa that it means the kabel olav oil mitzvahs, but we just concluded now that eved mishuchrar, according to everybody, does not need a new kabbalah's mitzvahs because the eved kenani, when he became an eved the first time, he already had kabbalah's mitzvahs. Ralakasha, so then I'm stuck. What does Echad Gervi Echad Eved Meshuchrar mean? And for the Gemara, it doesn't mean Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Kitanya Hila Inyan Tvila Tanya. It's just telling us the basic halach of Tvila. So Kadaita Chamina, that just like an Eved Kenani, the first time when he has his Giur process, he goes through a Mila, he goes through a Tvila, he goes through a Kabbalah's mitzvahs, only mitzvahs Keisha, but he's Makabla mitzvahs. Now, years later, or whenever the Odoi frees him, I would think he doesn't need anything new. You don't require him to have a new Hatofas Dam Bris. You don't require him a new Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. We just finish off saying that everybody agrees and Eved Meshuchrar doesn't need a new Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. So maybe you don't need a Tevil either. Just to simply give him an a Get Meshuchrar, or according to Shmuel, you're Mafkirim, and now you're a free man, and now make sure you've graduated. You've been upgraded automatically, and now you have to mekabel all tayag mitzvahs. Make sure to stop putting on tefillin every day. Make sure to go wear tzitzis if you have an arba kanfreis, and so on and so forth. Kamash ones with the braisa, no, and Eved Meshuchrar requires tvila just like he did initially when he became an Eved Kenani, and just like any goy that decides to convert to become a yid, you have to have tvila, but you don't have to have new kabbalah mitzvahs. Only need a tefillah. So therefore we have no stira. Both our braisa and the other braisa that we quoted agree avad that Eved Meshuchra requires a new tevila, but both also agree you do not need a new Kabbalah's mitzvah. With that, we've concluded that sugya. Since we touched on the din of Yifas Toyar, we're now going to go a little bit deeper into this inyan. And we're going to discuss some of the details which are discussed in the Torah. It's Tanur Rabban. We have once again this Jewish soldier. He's captured a Gentile lady, and he's interested in living with her. So he cannot go immediately, but rather we have to go through a whole procedure. And the Pasuk says at the beginning of Parshas Kisetze, Veisira es simla shivya me'aleh, she should take off the beautiful clothing that she's wearing. Rashi and Chumash tells us, and Chazal tell us, that the Gentiles would specially dress up all of their women in enticing and provocative clothing when there was a war, to be able to go and defeat the enemy. That the enemy, the military, instead of being interested in capturing the cities and the countryside and winning the war, they'll be more interested in the women. So therefore, to divert their attention from the military, they would go and have their women dress up. So we have her take off these fancy schmancy clothings. V'yashuv v'seicha, and she sits like Shiva in the home of the Jewish soldier. Uvasa es avia v'esima yerach yalim, and she cries after her parents for pashup shat 30 days. V'yachakin, after that, tamiyaleu v'yalta v'yisa l'chol isha. And what are the things that she has to do? So the Pasuk says, v'gilcha es roisha, v'aveisel toich v'seicha, v'gilcha es roisha, v'osasa es tziponeh. Now the gilcha es roisha is easy. That the women had beautiful hair, you make sure to go and give them a teglachas, you go and cut her hair short, or you give her a baldy, so she should be unattractive. And then the Pasuk says, the osasa es tziponeh. That doesn't say exactly what that means. Osasa, of course, means to make your fingernails. How do you make fingernails? It says, machlekes Rebleza Rebbe Kiva. Rebleza oimer tokutz, she should go and cut them short. Rebbe Kiva oimer tegadol, she should go and cut them long. The Gemara assumes that cutting them short is the proper etiquette, the proper way of one's treating one's nails. Well, Rebbe Kiva says to Gadol that you should go make it nivel. Again, just like we want to make the woman ugly by cutting her hair, we want to go and have her wear long, long fingernails so that that too will make her appear to be ugly, or at least unattractive. So now each one explains his view. The Torah tells us that she has to do something with her head and she has to do something with her nails. Now it doesn't say asiya barosh, it doesn't use the expression asiya, it uses the expression gilcha. But what we mean is that the Torah tells us that she's got to do something with her hair. And it says she has to do, the also says tzipornei, she has to do something with her fingernails. Mal alon avara, just like when we're talking about the hair, we mean removal of the hair, because it says gilcha, giluach, which of course means to go and cut the hair. Afkan avara, hair tools, means to cut the nails. And Rashi says, even though cutting the nails perhaps makes her more attractive, because the nails are not growing wildly, but that's exeris akosav, that even though it's not a form of nivel, of dissuading the Jewish soldier from living with her, she has to remove her hair and she has to cut down her nails. Again, both times it says, doesn't say the word literally asiya, but it says that she's got to do something. Malalon nivel, just like cutting the hair is for purposes of making her unattractive. Afkan nivel, also here it means to make unattractive, and therefore she should let her hair, her nails grow. That will make her less attractive. And we have a raya to Reb Lezer. Remember, what did Reb Lezer say? That it means to cut it short. From Mephibosheth ben Shaul. What's the mice of Mephibosheth ben Shaul? Mephibosheth ben Shaul was so upset about the fact that David HaMelech had to flee from Yerushalayim. So during that period of time, that when David HaMelech was out of Yerushalayim, he went and conducted himself as if he was in Shiva or Shloishim. And what did he do? Yorad. So now, at the end of this period of time, David HaMelech, Baruch Hashem, was successful in getting back to the Malchus, back to Yerushalayim, and Mephibosheth ben Shaul did not clean up, but rather stayed in his Shiva Shloishim Meir type of Avelus because of David HaMelech being banished or expelled from Yerushalayim. And even though David HaMelech is now back, he didn't go and change his ways yet. So Yoram Likras HaMelech, he came to go and greet the new king. Loi Osa Raglav, he didn't do anything with his feet. Vloi Osa Svamai. Now says Rashi here at the end, Loi Osa Raglav, he has three lines, Loi Kotzatz Tziporni Raglav. He didn't take a pedicure, but rather his nails grew long. Vloi Osa Svamai, says Rashi, Loi Gilach Seyar Svamai. He didn't shorten his mustache, but his mustache also got long. So what do I see from the expression Loi Osa Raglav, Loi Osa Svamai? Mayasiya, back to the Gemara, it means Havara. That just like when we're talking about you didn't cut short the svamai, the mustache, he didn't cut short the toenails. So you see from this Arai to the blazer that the word asiya, both by the case of the ifas toyar, as well as by mifi boishes, they both mean havora didn't go and cut there. There it says, asasa, she should cut her nails. And here it says, Leosaragla, he did not cut his nails. And therefore he looked somewhat unseemly when he came to David HaMelech. Okay, so now we're going back to other parts of the pasuk and other parts of the requirements. Taner Rabban, Uvachsa Sadives Ima Yerach Yom. Now we all know what the simple pshat of Avia and Ima, Reb Lezer, Ima Avia, Avia Mamish, Ima, Ima Mamish. We're talking about the parents. Now that she's been captured in war, she's going to go and mourn the fact that she's no longer with her parents. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Avia the Imazu Avoidas Kechav. We're talking about Avoidas Zara. V'cheinu Oimer, Oimim Le'etz Avi Ata, etc. So what do I see from this? That they call an etz, a piece of wood. Avi Ata, you're my father. You're my father, meaning you're my Avoidas Zara. Ah, so therefore the word Avia the Ima could in fact be a reference not to biological parents, but it means to Avoidas Zara. Now the question is, Avosas Me'en Afkimina, what difference does it make? In both cases, she has to avachsa via ves ima yerach yamim for 30 days. So she's sitting on the ground like in shiva or in mourning for 30 days. And we ask her, why are you in mourning? According to Rabbi Lezer, I'm in mourning for my parents. According to Rabbi Kiva, I'm in mourning for my avodah zarah. But what's the practical nafkimina? She's mourning. What difference does it make? So the top Tosis says a number of differences. Number one, le mizba kroy pligi. Machlokes is how do you teach the pasuk if you're learning your nach class and you're learning with your talmidim? How are you going to explain aviv yasima? Says Reb Lezer, you explain it pshuto kimash mo'oy. And according to Reb Akiva, no, it's a reference, an allusion to avodah zarah. But what other nafkimina? Inami nafkimina imesu aviv v'ima oynes kairu. What happens, Nebuch, this woman that we're talking about, this Yifas Toyar, is a Yisoyma. In fact, she may have just become a Yisoyma now as a result of the war. That maybe the soldiers killed her parents and now she doesn't have parents anymore. So now she's being misabel for them. Or for Keret, what happens if she's already Yisoyma for 20 years? She lost her parents in an earlier battle or whatever. They died from whatever causes. And now she has not had parents for many years. So she's not going to go and cry now for her parents. The parents have been dead for years. Ah, so therefore, according to Second Man, the Amar, you don't cry for parents, you're crying for the Avodah Zarah. So that would be the nafkimina, whether or not she has to have this forced Bechiah period or not. Anyway, getting back to Agamar, so how long does this take place? Fourth line, it says Yerach Yamim. So we know that Yerach means similar to the word Yoreach. Yoreach, of course, is the moon. And we know that the moon cycle, the lunar cycle, is for 30 days. That's why every 30 days, approximately, we have Rish Chodesh. Sometimes it's 29 and a half days, and therefore you have 2 days Rish Chodesh. Yeah, 29, 30, 30, etc. But anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, so Poshim Shei Yerach Yomim, Yerach Shloshim Yomim, that's a Tanakam, and that's the way we normally hold. However, Rishim Elozo, Yomim, no Tishim Yomim, in fact, it's 90 days. How? Yerach Shloshim. Yereach, lunar cycle, that's already 30 days. And then it says Yerach Yomim. Yomim means another 30 days. And Yomim means Shloishim. V'yachakein, tovay eleo uvi alta. V'yachakein means after the conclusion of those periods. Now you add to that another Shloishim, another 30 days. I guess the Gemara is darshaning based on, it could have said, uvachsa v'yavese ima, Shloishim yoyim. Why does it have to go and say this complicated formula of Yerach Yom and V'Yachar Kein? So you learn each one is another 30, 30, 30, 30. 3 times 30 is 90 altogether. Maskar Ravina. Eima Yerach Shloishim Yoim Shloishim V'Yachar Kein Kihani. Maybe the way you're supposed to learn the Pshat in the Pasuk is Azai. Yerach Shloishim. Like you said, Maskar. Yerach Shloishim. Yomim Shloishim. Agreed. So you have now 60. And now when it says V'Yachar Kein Tova Yaleh U'V'Yalta, maybe the Acher Kein doesn't mean add another 30 days. Maybe Acher Kein means Kihani. You add another 60 days. Since you waited until now, Yerach plus Yomim, 60. The Acher Kein, and after waiting another 60 day period. And so therefore it should be 120 days. So Gemara Kasha, you have a good point. Lamais, the Bryce and this man, the Amr Pshim Reloza, says it's 90 days. But L'chayri, you have a good point that one could have darshaned it 120 days. Now let's get back to the point that Rabbi made about a half an hour ago. What about forcing people to become geirim or not? We're not talking about a regular goy. We're talking about an eved. It's Tan Rabban. Mekaymin avodim she'enim malam divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, what happens if a yid buys a slave from a goy, and the slave says, Mr., I know that I'm a slave. I know I was purchased for a slave, but I don't want to become Jewish. I'm just not interested. Forget about it. I'm not going to have a bris. I'm not going to go tefillah. Says Rabbi Shmuel, you're allowed to go and hold on to an Eved Kanani who is not maling, and he's not going to the mikvah, and he's not mekabel mitzvahs. He's an Eved without the Jewish religion. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva oy me'ei mekayim, no such thing. Every goy, every Eved, by definition, when a Jew buys him, whether he likes it or not, he has to take upon himself Mila, Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and Tevilah. Amri Rabbi Shmuel, Hari Oimer, it says in the post, V'inofish ben ha-moscha v'hayyeh. What is this V'inofish ben ha-moscha? So assuming that you have the Torah or HaSholeim, it says, Sheishis yomim ta'asim ha-secha, uv'yoy mashvi tishbois, l'man yenuach, not only that you, the Jew, have to have menuchas Shabbos, but yenuach shorucha, your ox, your donkey, as well as who else should also rest up, the son of your ama, meaning your eved, the hager, and the ger. So now the question is, what is this v'yinofesh ben amoscha referring to? Says our Gemara, everybody agrees that ben amoscha is referring to an eved orel, meaning an eved that did not have a bris mila. Where do we see this? The Gemara is going to explain that in another three or four lines. But that's a given that v'yinofesh ben ha-moscha means an eved that did not have a bris. So therefore, says Rabbi Shmuel, so you see that there is such a hecha timtza, such a case of a person owning an eved kanani that did not have a bris. That's what I told you. That's the halacha. You can have an eved afu pi she'enoy ma. Amalei, says Rabbi Kiva, no. I can give you a case, even though I hold Ein Mekayman, you're not allowed to hold on to an Eved that refuses to be Mal. You have to essentially give him back to his original owner, or sell him to another guy. However, there could be a situation where temporarily your Eved didn't have a bris. When would that be? Amalei b'lekeach Eved b'nish moshes. You're talking about that the person bought an Eved Friday afternoon. It was 5 minutes before Lechtzin, or before Shkia. For his pickle Moilai. He called up all the Moilim in town, and all the Moilim were going to the mikveh, or they were all in shul already, getting ready to start davening mincha, or Kabbalah Shabbos, or whatever. So it was too late. Hakosim Adaber. Then, that will be a rare situation that Rabbi Kiva says you could have an Eved that did not have a bris, but not under normal circumstances. So now the Gemara explains. The Kuli Alam Mi is V'yinofesh ben ha-moscha be'eved or ksif. But apparently everybody agrees that V'yinofesh ben ha-moscha means an Eved that did not have a bris. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says, that's a riot to me, that you can have an Eved without a bris. And Rabbi Kiva says, yeah, under exceptional circumstances that you bought the Eved right before Shabbos. Frekim ha-mayim mashma, where do I see in the words V'yinofesh ben ha-moscha, we're talking about an Eved Orel? Says more desanya. Finofish ben amoscha be evet oral akosa medavit. After evet oral anal be evet mohu. Maybe some a normal evet that has a bris. Kishu oimel mani nuach after for amoscha. Kamoicha, hari evet mohl omur. Amani makai minofish ben amoscha be ager be evet oral. So the Gemara tells us is, it's not that the word ben amoscha in any way, shape, or form suggests that we're talking about an evet she'ein mohl. It's just by the fact that I have duplicative psukim that tell us, be careful that your evet should not do work on Shabbos. What are the two psukim? The pasuk of Yenofesh ben Amoscha v'Yager is one pasuk. And then we have the pasuk in Aseres Adibrois. And again, if you have the Torah or HaShalim, it's Oiz Gimel. V'yoy mashvi Shabbos Hashem l'kecha. This is Aseres Adibris. V'yisaz kamlocha after vincha v'itecha v'avdecha v'amasecha v'shorcha v'chamorcha v'chol b'amtecha v'gercha shebishirecha l'man yenuach avdecha v'amascha kamoicha l'man yenuach avdecha. Your evit should have menucha just like you. So here I already have l'man yenuach avdecha. And then I have the other pasuk that we quoted before. V'yinovish ben amascha v'hager. No, what does it have to say there too, that your Eved has to have Menucha on Shabbos? Because the Eved in the Aseres Adibris is talking about an Eved Kamoicha, meaning he had a bris. He is a normal Eved Kenani. He has mitzvahs Keisha. The other Eved is talking about Ben Amoscha V'Yager, the Enofish Ben Amoscha, that he did not have a bris whatsoever. He's an Eved Aral. He too, if you own such an Eved, make sure he doesn't go and violate the Shabbos. So now, continuing on in that...
If he's not Jewish...
Yes.
A goy...
Understood. So let me ask you a question. Let's go back to the whole pasuk. The whole pasuk is... If you have the Torah or HaSholem, it's always based. Sheish is yom ta'asa masecha, uviyoy mashvi tishbois. Not only you, the Jew, have to be shoivis, laman yenuach shorcha, your axe, v'chamoyrecha, and your donkey... Now, when's the last time you saw a Jewish ox or a Jewish donkey? Obviously, it doesn't exist.
But a person.
Oh, so now that's the point. The Torah is telling you is that for these purposes, the Eved has the same status like your chattel, like any of your other possessions. Just like you are also to do malacha, there's a din of Shvisas Kalim, and Shvisas Behemtoi, and Shvisas Avodim, anything that belongs to the Jew has to rest on Shabbos. And that's the reason why we don't have our dishwashers going on Shabbos, and we don't have our laundromats going on Shabbos. Even our kelim are being shoivis. Any kelim that are doing work, everything has to be worked out, that you don't have even your kelim doing melacha for you, and you don't have your avodim working for you, and you don't have your behemoth working for you. It doesn't mean that the Eved is not allowed to go and light a cigarette. It means that you're not allowed him to go and do melacha on your behalf. Just like the Shor v'chamor, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, doesn't mean you have to put up a big sign. Shor v'chamor, don't go and graze in the pasture or in the fields on Shabbos, because every time that you go and eat from the hay, which is attached to the ground, you're going to be over the melacha of Kitzira. No, that if you're going to tell them that they're not allowed to eat, that is not going to be a yenofish. That's not going to be a menucha, the man yenuach. Rather, it's going to be an inui for them. They want to go and eat on Shabbos. No, you can only eat chulent and kugel. You're not allowed to go and graze out in the fields because you're going to be over the melach of ketzira. So here too, the avodim have to make sure that even the eved she'enoi mol that is not Jewish can't do melach on your behalf, just like the shvizas behemtai. Anyway, by the Shvisas Kalim's Machloikis Beshamay Beisil, I shouldn't have mentioned that better, he gets in the Machloikis. But Kuli Alam Moide, Shtetachem Posik, that Shor V'Chamor, and the same thing applies to your Eved. We're not equating them necessarily to an Eved, we're only equating them to the Behema, just for these purposes, that they're not allowed to do Malacha on your behalf on Shabbos, etc. Anyway, the Posik continues on Minofish Ben Amoscha V'Hager. What ger are we talking about? Zeh ger toishev. Ger toishev, as you know, is not a full-fledged ger, which we would call a ger tzedek. It's a ger that took upon himself parts of Yiddishkeit. Exactly how much and what the parts are, that's a big machloikis in the Sechtes Sanhedrin. We normally say that a ger toishiv took upon himself the shivas mitzvahs b'nei noyach, but there are other mandiyamrim in Masechtas Sanhedrin that says all he has to take upon himself is not to be oyved avodah zarah. Anyway, that's a sugi over there. So this v'yanofish ben hamoschav v'ager is talking about the ger toishiv. Maybe the pasuk is telling you, make sure the gerim in your midst that they should not go and do malacha. We're again referring to the fact that we have two separate psukim. Pasuk one that the Gemara is quoting is the Sheshes Yom Tas Masecha V'Yemashvi Tishboi Sleman Yenuach Shorcha V'Chamayrecha V'Nofesh Ben Amoscha V'Hager. So it says Ger, and then we have the Aseres Adibris, where it says, also, it says that the gerim also have to have menucha. So why does it repeat ger twice? Here, gercha shebisharecha, and there it says, benamoscha v'ager. Oh, so this is not talking about a ger tzedek, it's talking about even the ger toyshev should not do malocha on Shabbos. Omer b'shum and lady. Halakeach ebe min oivik echolim v'lei rotza lomul megalgil imoy ad yud beis choydesh. What happens if you buy an eved from a goy, and the eved initially said, yeah, I know what it means being an eved kanani for a yid, I know I have to have a bris milah, I know I have to go to the mikveh, all the rest, yeah, I'm maskim, I'm going to do it, but I'm not prepared to do it today, yeah, you know, let's wait, let's, you know, think about it, talk about it. But initially, at least he had agreed. And then what happened? After that, a month later, month goes by, and the Odin says, no, we agreed that you're going to go into him. He said, and now he changed his mind. No, I refuse. I'm not interested. He was chozer boy. He changed his mind. So, you can continue discussions and deliberations and try to persuade him for 12 months. But after 12 months of overlay mal, if he stands stubbornly and he refuses, I don't want to do bris milah, you got to go and get rid of him. So this obviously, this would go in accordance with the view of Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Shmuel says you can go and keep an eved shein mol indefinitely. You can hold on to avadim. He doesn't want to do a bris, okay? He doesn't do a bris, no kabbalah mitzvahs. He'll be, if you will, in a new separate category of eved kanani, not your normal kanani, that eved kanani that is all mitzvahs keisha. He's an eved that refuses, and he'll just be your slave labor, and that's it. However, Rabbi Akiva said, remember, ain't mekayimim. So now Rabbi Shimon Levi says, but for a period of 12 months, he can be megalgal, you could try to persuade him. If after 12 months, he says, aloi mit an aleph, choyzer umoichel avichov, and you got to sell him back to either the same seller or to another guy. Amru Rabbana Kamid Rapapa. So Rapapa said, lechoyra kimandali Rabbi Akiva. Not only doesn't this shtim with Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't shtim with Rabbi Akiva either. Dear Rabbi Akiva, Omar ain't mekayimim. Didn't Rabbi Akiva say a moment ago that you're not allowed to be Mekayim and Eved Shleimol? So Lechoyda, after 5 minutes, after one day, you don't want to have a bris milah, go back to your origins, go back to your seller. Presumably there was some sort of, warranty that he's going to accept bris milah, otherwise he goes back. And if not, then go and sell him to another guy. Omler Papa, no. I feel a tamer Rabbi Akiva can go according to Rabbi Akiva too. Hanibi Lechad Lui Paschal Miltzei. When did Rabbi Akiva say that you cannot go and buy an Eved and hold on to him Shleimol without a bris milah? That's talking about that you didn't make up with him in advance that he has to have a bris. If you made up with him, yes, he's going to have a bris. That's a requirement, according to Rabbi Akiva ain't Mekayman. So he agreed, and he signed the dotted line, yes, I'm going to have a bris. But when it came time for the moil, and they brought the moil in, and they brought the lox and the cream cheese and the bagels for everybody, he says, oh no, I'm an adult, I'm not an 8-day boy, baby, I refuse. So then, you can play with him, and you can try to convince him, and talk to him, and persuade him, and send him to a therapist, a psychiatrist, psychologist, whatever, up to 12 months. So even Rabbi Akiva would agree to that, yes, you're not allowed to go and buy an Eved L'chadchila, Almanas Shloimol, but if you bought him Almanas Lomol, and then he changed his mind, you could play with him for 12 months. I repeated this whole discussion in front of Rav Zvid. Remember, we asked the Kasha, Rabbi Shmuel asked the Kasha, Rabbi Kiva. Says the Pasuk, "Nafish ben Amoscha v'Ager." What is ben Amoscha referring to? An Eved Orel. So, Rabbi Kiva, how is there an Eved Orel? You hold Ein Mekayimin. So, Rabbi Kiva had to come up with a very, if you will, remote type of situation that the Eved was bought right before Shabbos, and there wasn't enough time to do Bris Mila, and that's how you had a Shabbos with an Eved that didn't have a Bris. L'chayin have another pshat. Another pshat is that you bought an Eved. He agreed to go and have a Bris Mila, and then he kept on pushing it off and delaying and pushing off and delaying, and during that entire period of time, he is an Eved that did not have a Bris. So Rabbi Kiva could have used that answer, that that's what the Yenafish ben Amoscha is referring to. Everything more, you're right. Chod mitrei tami ka'amar. I could have given two answers, and one of the answers could have been, like we just learned, an Eved that you were poisik imoy to go and have a bris, and then he changed his mind and you're megalgal for 12 months. Or another hechatimtza is that you bought an Eved right before Shabbos and you didn't have a chance to have to go and give him a bris. And now we have a similar discussion, similar but different. First wide line. Sholach Rav Mishmei Rabbi Eloi. B'chol Rabbi say Omru li Mishmei. Ravin says the name of Rabbi Eloi, and he says all of my rebbes also said in the name of Rabbi Eloi. Ezeu Eved Orel Shemuta Lekaimai. When are you allowed to hold on to an Eved Orel without a bris mila? Zeshelakochi Rabbi Al Menashe Loi Lemayloi. That this was the condition that tonight Koyim Lemasa. That when you went to the slave market and you bought the slave, you asked the slave, "Are you willing to have a bris mila?" And he said, "No, I will not have a bris. You can stand on your head, I'm not having a bris." Okay, if that's the condition of the sale, that the rabbi was makabel shaloi lemoyloi, that's okay. That's not a problem. That's, you know, tonight koydim lemasa, even before you bought him, that was a precondition, no bris. So Abruah Rabbanan said, now according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's fine, because Rabbi Shmuel said at the top of the Yamin, mekayim min avodim she'ein amal. But what about a Rabbi Kiva? Rashi said you can't even mekayim him one day. You can't go mekayim an eved that is not willing to go and take a bris. And here it says you can work out in advance a precondition. You can buy an eved without a bris. Rabbi Kiva is talking about a situation where you didn't make any tonight. You bought a slave, no fancy document drafted by a lawyer who gave you 25 different preconditions. It just simply says, Yanko is buying from Jack Smith, he's buying an Eved, period, a Levit. And now he wants to go and hold on to this Eved without a Bris Mila. Ooh, if you didn't make any type of conditions, you bought an Eved, sorry, you have to Malim, you have to do a Bris Mila, you have to do Tvila, Kabbalah, Smitzes. But if they made it tonight in advance, I'm buying you on the condition you don't want to become a Jew, you don't want to become Eved Kanani, you just want to work for me. Okay, that's also fine. Then that works too. So even Rabbi Kiva could agree that you can buy an Eved Almanas Shaloi Long. I repeated this whole shtickle Torah in front of Rav Zvid. And he said to me, Yehochi. I don't understand why when Rabbi Shmuel asked what pshat yinofish ben amoscha v'hager, that ben amoscha is referring to an Eved Orel, so Rabbi Kiva said, yeah, it's talking about that you bought him right before Shabbos. Why didn't you tell him that it's talking about that he bought him with a precondition that shaloi lamal, that the Eved insisted he's not going to have a bris mila, and this was agreed. And you're telling me even Rabbi Kiva could agree to that? So now Rapapa asked him rhetorically, Lishna Lehach, why are you asking on this case? Ask on the previous case that you said according to Rabbi Kiva, what happens if a person buys an Eved Almanas Lomu, that he should have a bris. But when it came time for the bris, the Eved was stubborn. He said, no, I'm not going to have a bris. Megagel imay ad yud beis chodesh. Why didn't Rabbi Kiva give that answer? We could have given that answer. We gave the answer about the Erev Shabbos stick purchase, and we have this pshat as well. So therefore, bottom line, what Agamor is concluding is, Rabbi Shmuel holds, you can always buy an Eved, Sh'ein Malim. If an Eved says they don't want to have a bris, fine, just hold on to a Gentile slave, and you can hold on to him as long as you want, and no dinam a bris, no dinam a tefillah, if that's what he wants, that's what he wants, that's okay, no problem. Rabbi Kiva says, if you're just buying a slave stam, then automatically you have to go and give him a bris. What happens, however, there are two cases where even Rabbi Kiva would agree that you can hold on to and maintain and retain an Eved even without a bris. Number one, that's in the earlier case of the Gemara, where he originally agreed to have a bris, and then afterwards the Eved refused. Then Megalgal Ima Yud Beis Chodesh should try to convince him to change his mind. But after 12 months, if he doesn't change his mind, you sell him back to the original owner, to another Goy. Or, if that was a precondition to the sale, that even before he bought him, the Eved Kanani says, I know what the rules are, I learned the daf, and I heard that I have to have a bris mila. I'm not interested in a bris, I'm not interested in tefillah, forget about it. The sale is off. Okay, so if you made a precondition, says our Gemara, even Rabbi Kiva would agree that you can retain and hold on to an Eved Shaloyma. Zokti Moriyet. Yosef, the Gemara is now telling us a real life story that occurred. Yosef of Chanina bar Papi, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, these three great Rabbanim were sitting together, Akila, Akila means on the porch, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. The Yosef of, and they're discussing now a historical event, that Ir Achas Hoysu Be'eretz Yisrael, there was a city in Eretz Yisrael, V'leirotza Avedei Lomel, and the Avodim that were purchased, Avodim Kananim, they refused to go Mimah. The Gilgulimah and Achnei Masachoydish. Oh, just like the case of Rabbi Kiva that we had a moment ago, that initially they agreed to Mal, and then after that they changed their minds, and we tried to convince them for 12 months, and after 12 months were over, the Chazur Machim, since they refused to go ahead with the Mila, we sold them back to other Goyim, to the same Goyim and other Goyim. Kiman, who holds this? Ki Aitana. Oh, we have Takas of Chabrais and the Sanya. Halakeach Evin Menogin Chavali Rotzalomel, Megagal Imach Neimos HaChoydish. Loimol, if after 12 months are over, he still refuses, just like we said, this would be in accordance with Reb Akiva. Epshimed Alaza Oimer, Ein Meshayin Oisoy Be'eretz Yisroel, they have Sitaris. This is all well and fine in Chutzlaritz, but don't do it in Eretz Yisroel. You know why? Because, says Rashi, the Chachamim were goyzer on all Oivdei Kechavim, that they have a din, legabi tuma v'tahara, like zovin l'chol divrein, they're like a zov. No, a zov is metame, anything that he touches. So, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, and you have such an Eved, who is refusing to have a bris, sure, you can be megalgal yud beis chodesh, so Shimon Elazar, that's not a good idea. Because during that 12-month period of time, he's, of course, walking around your home and your field and wherever you live and all of your possessions. And from time to time, he's going to touch food items. And there, they're all going to become tameh because of the fact that he is tameh. So, don't allow this in Eretz Yisrael. Similarly, Ubi'ir HaSmucha L'Sfar. Also, don't allow this in a city which is close to the border. Why not? Because we're afraid that he is going to be a spy on behalf of the enemy. Because the border towns, those were the first line of defense in Chas Hashem, in case of a war, in case of a battle. So you don't want to have potential fifth line citizens over here. I mean, in this case, fifth column, not fifth line, fifth column individuals. In this case, the Eved that is acting like a dutiful slave, but in fact, since he doesn't want to accept bris mila, so you see he wants to remain a Gentile, so he may be giving signals and giving information to the enemy. Ein mishayin oisa kalikar. Ubi'ir ha-smuch l'svar, ein mishayin oisa kalikar. Why? Shem yishma dobar v'yelech v'yom l'chaveir oivik ha-chavim. He's going to overhear a conversation about the Jewish strategy in the case of a war, and then he might go and tell his friend the goy, and then they'll have the information, and therefore this will be a sakana for us. Tanya Reb Chananya ben Noisha Reb Gamliel Oimer, the name Magim Bezman Azeh, Mu'unin, V'yisurim Boin Aleyen. How can we find that Gerim are suffering in our times, Bezman Azeh? So Gemar Bnei Shalui, Kayim Moshev Mitzvah Bnei Noach. When they were originally Goyim, before they became Gerim, they were not mekayim the shev mitzvah b'nei noyach, and now they're getting punished after they became gerim. Now why should they get punished after they become gerim? So Rashi explains, in the normal circumstances, if a goy doesn't want to be mekayim the shev mitzvah b'nei noyach, he'll get paid after 120, after he passes away, and then he'll get paid in the other world. They'll go to Gehenim and they'll give him pech for not being mekayim shev mitzvah b'nei noyach. But since this goy was zoicha to come tachas kanfi yeshchina, to become a yid, so just like Yidin, we want to go and give them the purest oilam haba, and they should go straight into Gan Eden and not into Gehenim. So therefore we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, inflicts punishment on this new ger for the averis that he did when he was still a goy. So he gets his yisurim ba'olam hazeh, and then after 120, then he's a pure neshama, goes straight to Gan Eden. Rabbi Yossi respectfully disagrees, and he says, Gersh and Iskai Kanchanoi Ladami. He's like a brand new infant that was just born. Baby that was born doesn't have any record or any history of sin. So how could he get punished now for what he did when he was a guy? So what's the reason why they have tzaris? Because they try their best to do what they're supposed to do, but unfortunately, very often they mess up just simply by the fact that he's a ger. After all, he wasn't born Jewish, he doesn't know all the rules and regulations. So from time to time, he might turn off the light switch on Shabbos, or he might cook the chulent up on Shabbos, thinking, this is the biggest mitzvah of the week, cooking chulent and kegel on Shabbos, without realizing that this is awesome. So that's why they have to get punished, again, for the purposes so that they should have a pure and clean olam haba. They get punished on this world for not being medaktik mitzvahs. All of the mitzvahs that they're doing on this world, they're doing it from Yira. If you look at Rashi, right before the end of the Amud, Meyira's Gehenim, Vaporanis Amur Aleim. The reason why they do perform mitzvahs is not because they really love a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but rather because they're afraid of the purgatory. They're afraid of going to Gehenim. So that's the reason why they get punished in this world. After they decided to go and become gerim, then they dilly-dallied and they stalled. And they didn't do it immediately. What's so terrible after ultimately became a gerim? Bring me a rye from a pasuk. We're talking now about Rus. Yishalom Hashem Polech. Usi maskurtech shleim im Hashem alikei Yisrael. You should get full compensation, meaning schar from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you decided to go and join the ranks of Klal Yisrael, Hashem bos lachsois tachas kenofav, that you came to go and to lachsois tachas kenofav, to go and be zoicha, to be part of kanfi yeshchina, to be part of Klal Yisrael, etc. So says the last Rashi, the word Hashem bos means shemihart v'lo yichart. After Ruth made her decision, she said, I'm coming, I'm right here. I'm not going to wait until tomorrow or next week. Right now. You recall the pasuk that the Gemara quoted yesterday, which is a very, very moving pasuk in Ruth, where Ruth said to Naomi that, Basher telchi eilech, basher tolini olin, amech ami, velekayech elikoi, basher temusi omus, visham ekover, etc. She didn't waste a moment. She says, I'm with you fully. Yes, I'm with you hand in hand. We're going to be mekal b'nei hashchina. So since it says Hashem bos, which gives you the sense that she ran to the plate immediately and she didn't dilly-dally or delay, because of that, Yisham Hashem polech usi matzkurtech shleima. But someone, a ger, who does delay, then he gets paid, he gets punished in this world for the delay. Okay, we should all be zoichet mekabel pnei hashchina, we born Jews, as well as the gerim that join our midst, should all be zoichet to the brachas of being yidden and being oivdei Hashem. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Zaymichim. Tomorrow we'll be at Fuhans, so we'll start approximately at 7:45. Okay? Agitin Zimmer, one and all. Zat gebesht. Kol tov. Nice to see all of you. Koltov. Oh, Shelley. Have a wonderful day, Shelley.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you. I can't get out.
Okay, you're stuck. Tachas kam v'yeshchem.
There are worse things.
Exactly. Called to be well.